Welcome to the show, where country music's biggest stars share their stories, and the hits keep coming.
Hey, y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
Hey, everybody, it's John Party.
Hey, guys, it's Jordan Davis.
And you're listening to DJ Chris Armstrong.
You're listening to DJ Chris Armstrong.
DJ Chris Armstrong.
This is Country Conversations with your host, DJ Chris Armstrong.
So here we are with Brooks Herring. A huge thanks for taking the time out to speak with me.
For sure.
And raised in South Carolina, but not quite born there.
So I was born in Louisiana. Okay. I was raised in South Carolina. My dad was in the Air Force, so I was born at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. When he got out of the Air Force in '92, we moved toward his home of South Carolina, and that's where I grew up, was in South Carolina.
Very good. And how did you find military life as a kid then?
Yeah, I mean, I was really young when he was in the Air Force, but my brother and I always idolized him for it. And when we were kids, we didn't spend any time watching TV or playing video games. We were always out in the woods running around in dad's old uniforms, you know, playing sniper hider and stuff like that, and little war games. Yeah, so he and I both enlisted straight out of high school. My brother was stationed in Charleston and Korea and Missouri and Hawaii. He was 5 years Air Force and then 4 years Army. And then I enlisted in the Navy straight out of high school. I was 6 years Navy, 2 years Army. I was stationed at Virginia Beach the whole time.
Okay. And then at the minute then, obviously you're in Nashville then. So how did you manage to get yourself from South Carolina all the way into Nashville then?
Well, I got out of the military in 2013. I moved back to South Carolina, but I moved to Columbia and owned a restaurant for a few years. Knew that wasn't what I wanted to do in life. And so I decided to go to school. I went to the University of South Carolina. I got a bachelor's in exercise science and a doctorate in physical therapy. I wanted to become a physical therapist and work with combat trauma. Mm-hmm. And I've always been a musician. I started playing trumpet in sixth grade. I started playing guitar when I was 14. I started playing drums in seventh grade. Started writing songs as soon as I started playing guitar. And it was always, you know, it was always a hobby of mine. It was always something that I loved. But I never understood the music industry. I didn't grow up around the music industry. So I didn't know anything about Nashville. I didn't know anything about professional songwriting. I didn't know anything about radio promotion, record labels, any of that stuff. So for me, it was just, you know, it was a cool hobby to have, you know. And when I deployed to Iraq in 06, I mailed myself a little pawn shop guitar and spent a lot of time in the bunker just playing and learning cover tunes and new chords and stuff like that. And I'd play for the, you know, my squad mates and, you know, people from my platoon, my company, whatever else, you know, over there. We'd get together around the picnic table. I'd play a little bit. And same thing in Africa. I mailed myself a guitar. And then in Afghanistan, in 11, 12, and 13, I started actually like filming myself, and putting videos up on YouTube and got a lot of great feedback. So, when I got out and I moved to South Carolina, I just started playing out here and there, you know, just, you know, as a hobby, you know, I thought it was cool that I could play out and get a little money. And I started as a drummer, played for a guy there in Columbia, and, then started picking up gigs as a solo artist playing guitar. And, the summer between my first undergrad degree and PT school, I decided to just give it a shot, you know, just try and spend that whole summer playing music. And by the end of the summer, I was playing six and seven shows a week and making great money. And that's kind of when the bulb went off. I was like, wow, I can do this. Like, yeah. I can make great money doing this. So I still went to PT school, but I kind of spent that 3 years laying the foundation for a career in music, you know, creating a website, social media presence, getting a logo design, getting it trademarked, starting to look into merch and writing and recording. And it's like all that kind of stuff. I had already been writing, but just like kind of looking into recording songs and what that would entail and investing in equipment and instruments. And so by the time I graduated from PT school, I started working part-time as a physical therapist, but I really attacked recording, releasing music, performing every single week. And it only took about 6 months for me to hit the ceiling in South Carolina.
Okay.
And I got a phone call from VA and they were like, hey, we just want to check on you and see how PT was going. And I was just in my feels And I told the guy, I said, I'll tell you, I'm working as a physical therapist and I love it, but my heart is with music. And he's like, well, you can go back to school for music if you want. I was like, man, you're crazy. I just went to school for 7 years, but it opened the door for me to go to school, and I started looking at schools, and one of the top schools that I found every time I would search for like music business and music industry stuff was Belmont. Belmont University right here in Nashville. And it was just kind of the combination of the education opportunity and the location. I got to come to Nashville for the first time back in 2020, because of a program called Creative Vets. They bring combat veterans to Nashville and pair them with songwriters and mentors and give them the opportunity to tell part of their story through a song. And that was my first exposure to professional songwriters and professional songwriting and writers rounds and Nashville studios. And I got to go to the Opry and everything. It was a life-changing experience for me, because that's where I was like, I want to do this. I have to do this. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be. So when the door opened in 2022 for me to come to Nashville, I jumped on it and I moved here in January of 23, started classes at Belmont, started going to writers' rounds and then writing with people here in town, started picking up shows here in town. And nowadays I've got residencies Monday through Thursday, either on Broadway or on Music Row. And travel a lot on the weekends and go as far as the UK sometimes.
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah, we'll get to that in a bit. Yeah. Let's say if you only arrived in Nashville in 2020, January 23, so what's that, 2 years ago now, just over 2 years.
Just over 2 years, yeah.
Nashville's a 10-year town, so I think you've been making good waves so far anyway.
Yeah, I refuse to adopt that mentality. Like, I feel like it, I mean, it can be a 10-year town if you let it. It can be a 20-year town if you let it. I'm attacking it with everything I've got, and I'm pushing as hard as I can. I had a meeting with myself in August of 23. I jumped into the party, when I moved here, and it's very easy to be just as much a part of the party scene as you are the music scene here. It's a drinking city with a music problem. And I fell into that, and I had a meeting with myself in August of 2023, and just kind of asked myself the question, like, do you want to be a part of the 10-year town, or do you want to make it? What do you want? How much, it is, in the words of John Mayer, what percentage of your potential do you want to achieve? And so I quit drinking. I don't drink at all now. I think last year there were four total of four times when I drank. This year I'm committed to zero. I'm just like, there's no place for it, because I want to be able to give 100% every single day. I want to be in the studio, and I want to be writing, I want to be recording, I want to be performing, and I want to be able to give 100% no matter where I am, no matter how many people I'm playing for. Because I can see where if I was given 50, 60%, then yeah, it might be a 10-year town. But it's not going to take me 10 years.
Well, you know what you want, and you're going for it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And do you think your military training has helped you to bring that to the fore then? Do you think it's helped you to be regimented and like determined and go for the victory?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I owe my, I love, I love when people say thank you for your service. I mean, it's very, like, especially when it's genuine, like, it's great to know that there are people in this country that appreciate what we do and what we've done. But at the same time, like, I am thankful for my service. Like, my time in the military definitely shaped me, and I owe my success in education, my success in music and everything to my time in the military. Like, I don't know that I would have made it anywhere near as far as I have, in higher education or in music or in anything that I've done, if it hadn't been for what I learned and what was instilled in me when I was in the military.
I think over here in the UK and Ireland, there's a different mindset to military service. Like we're all, I think, well, generally, I think we're all appreciative, but you just don't have the same like patrioticness towards that, I think. I remember being in the Opry and on the anniversary of 9/11. It was 2018, it would have been. And Lee Greenwood, he wasn't on the bill, but he appeared on stage and started singing "God Bless the USA," and
Yeah.
everyone stands up. And I was in the middle of the audience, being a guy from North Ireland in the middle of this, and it made the hairs on my neck stand up. And I'm not even from there,
Yeah.
it's a different thing, different ball game over there. And well, if I had a hat, I would take it off. But a lot of respect on the American people, on their attitude towards their military, because I think a lot of other countries could learn from that.
Yeah, for sure.
And even yourself, then, as a serving. When you're out there, like in the war zones, obviously, like it's tough going, I'm sure, and you've seen some gruesome stuff. Do you think having the guitar there and the music and the writing at the time helped you kind of like just get your feelings down and like bring a
Yeah.
sense of normality to whenever you're off the battlefield?
Oh yeah, I was using music and songwriting as a form of therapy and healing before I even knew that I was doing that. Like I didn't even realize I was doing that. Like the very first song that I ever released in February of 22 is a song called Why Me. I wrote that song overseas to express my guilt about the guys that lost their lives overseas, you know, they're far too many, and some that I know personally that gave their lives, and I was just consumed with a feeling of why do I get to survive? Why do I have all 10 fingers and toes, and they don't even get to go home? Like, who am I? And so, a lot of artists, and like especially if they have management or whatever, like they always want to come out the door. First release needs to be something that's going to hit radio and be a hit and everything else. And for me, it was like, no, the first release has got to pay homage, to the ones that made it possible. So I mean, I wrote that song a long, long time ago, and it so and now working with the Creative Vets program, like understanding the healing power of music and songwriting is one thing, but being able to share it is a whole nother level.
Well, it's good to hear a song that's not about trucks and ducks and beer.
Yeah. I can write those, but the ones that I tend to release and the ones that are really, really special to me are the ones that are personal and usually not party songs.
Well, that's what country music is really should be about. It should be from the heart. That's what
Yeah.
story writing and song or storytelling and songwriting is, and that's what country is famous for. It deals with the issues and puts them out there from the
Yeah.
days of Tammy Wynette to yourself currently, But so you're in Nashville at the minute then. Tell us what's going on this Saturday, and it could be a big day for you potentially.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Saturday. So, the Nashville Super Speedway is having a competition. It's called Nashville's Next Rising Star, and there were a ton of entries, and they narrowed it down to a top 10. And so the top 10, we had to basically launch an organic Instagram campaign to get votes based on likes and shares and comments and everything, engagement, to make it to the top five. And I made it to the top five along with four other incredible artists. And this coming Saturday at Whiskey Row, down on Broadway, all five artists are going to perform live to a panel of celebrity judges who are going to decide the top three. And the top three will be performing for the NASCAR race at the Nashville Super Speedway in June. Well, the last weekend of May, first weekend of June. Yeah, that can be a huge opportunity, to perform in a NASCAR race. I grew up watching NASCAR. I mean, I grew up in small town South Carolina, so like, this is just a big thing in the South to watch football and NASCAR. That's pretty much what it is. So I feel like that's a huge opportunity, and I'm really excited for it this weekend.
I've been to America now myself, maybe two or three times, and I've always intended in getting to a NASCAR race. I never have done yet.
Yeah.
It's something I definitely have to do.
It's wild.
So fair enough then. Are you nervous? Are you fairly confident? Or are you just go with the flow? What's your thoughts?
Both. I mean, I'm confident. I've got a killer band behind me, and very confident in the songs and in the music and in the message. But I still get nervous. It's because I care. I want to put on the best performance, and and I want to win, and I want to be able to share that music, on a bigger stage. And so, I mean, yeah, I mean, nervous happens, but it's a good thing.
So then mid-March, you've touched upon it already. So you're in the UK there, back in mid-March. How did that come about then? How did you, have you any contacts over here? How did you find it?
It
And
was great. I'm sure you're familiar with Gary Quinn.
yes.
Love Gary. And then Mickey Evans. I met her last year when she was over here, and we actually ended up writing a Christmas song that we released this past December. It was dedicated to Gold Star families, families that have lost a loved one in the service. And that song actually made it to, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but it made it to the charts in the UK. It was like country bestsellers in the UK. It made it on Apple Music. And then just ever since I met Gary and Morgan Way and Mickey, and just like also Chris Andrucci here in Nashville. He's a Scot. Just like I've always wanted to make my way over there. I haven't been over there, well, until recently. Last time I was over there was in like May of 2013.
Okay.
And I wanted to get over there and kind of, I've heard that country music has really blown up in the UK. And so I wanted to get over there and really explore that. And so I had a week where I could do that, and some shows kind of opened up. I was able to get a hold of some contacts through Mickey and through Gary and through just some channels of my own, just going through Instagram and websites and contacting people and saying, hey, I'm a Nashville country artist, I'm gonna be coming over there. Just put together a short little run, a short little UK tour.
Very good, very good. How'd you find the people then? Was it really, really responsive?
Was great. Oh, it was great. I packed in a lot. I landed in London on Tuesday morning. Stayed in met up with Paul and James downtown. We like showed me around downtown. James from Live in the Living Room, and Paul, I'm blanking on his last name. But I met up with them downtown. We went around downtown London. I was in London Tuesday night, then had to check out and jump on a train and head to Manchester. I played at Bunny's in Manchester on Wednesday night. That was a great time. Checked out, jumped on a train, headed to Wolverhampton, played Rodeo's Barbecue in Wolverhampton. That was a great time. I love that what they've done on the inside of that venue. It looks really cool. Food
Rodeos.
was amazing.
I was in Rodeos on Saturday there. I was
Yeah.
we stopped in for some food, and Simon, the sheriff, as he calls himself, he was
Yeah.
singing your praises and saying what a good night it was. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great time. Did you ride the bull? They
No,
made me ride the bull.
my bull riding days are gone, I think.
I got thrown off pretty quick. I
Oh,
think
yeah.
she got heavy on the stick pretty quick. Then I left there, jumped on a train, headed to Oralton, small town Oralton outside of Ludlow, and played at the Maidenhead Inn. And man, that place was incredible. Just awesome little pub, incredible people, amazing food. They put me up in a little like cottage right across the street. It was just that was an incredible Friday night. The whole place was packed. They were singing along to every song. It was a really great time. And then checked out of there and headed back to London and played at Little Nashville
Very good.
on Saturday night. That was an awesome time. Little Nashville is really cool spot. And then flew back on Sunday morning. So it was really, really fast paced, go here, go here, go here, go here, go here, fly back out. So it was a lot. But it was a really great time. I saw a lot of the countryside and had a great time.
Well, it's good to do that. At least you've put some roots down, when you've got a. You've got a bit of a base then for whenever you come back and people you can hook up with and hopefully grow that over here and come back bigger and better then, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely want to come back.
That's grand. So what about the future then? What's in the pipeline in the next sort of well few maybe days or months?
Yeah, I got new music coming out next Friday. Got a song called "I'd Do It for Free" coming out next Friday. It's kind of a comparison between my time in the military and working as a musician. Kind of like, I'm very fortunate and grateful that both of them paid my bills. But at the same time, like I would do either one of them for free. So that song's gonna be coming out next Friday, and they got another one, How to Fix a Broken Heart, that we're gonna start marketing here in the next week. That's gonna be coming out in May. Doing that with We the People Productions, and then we're gonna be starting on another song that I'm really excited about later this month. We'll be in the studio again, and I'll be doing a total of five songs with them. So I mean, like, so How to Fix a Broken Heart, the one that we've got ready in the pipeline coming up, and then three more throughout the year. So lots of new music coming this year. Lots of cool festivals. Going to be opening for Rehab in Hollywood in October. Lots of cool stuff. Hopefully be playing at the NASCAR race in June. Hopeful for that.
I'll keep my fingers crossed and say a few prayers for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, I say a Rolling Stone gathers no moss, and I definitely think you're gaining momentum,
Yeah.
on a big downhill trajectory. Well, downhill is in momentum, but like
Yeah.
you're not going downhill by any means. You're
Well, I
definitely.
mean, you make a snowball and you set it on the ground, it's just gonna stay the same size. But if you push it, it's gonna get bigger, you know. So you just gotta keep pushing that snowball.
That's it. No, you're 2 years in, and you've achieved a lot already. So let's see what the next 2 years will bring for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
But thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure chatting to you, and it's all the best with the gig on Saturday. And I without a doubt, I think you'll be into the top three anyway.
I appreciate it, brother. Yeah, and hell yeah, I appreciate you, Chris.
All right, cheers. Thanks for that.
Hey, and cheers. Have a good evening.
All the best. Bye bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Country Conversation with DJ Chris Armstrong. We hope you enjoyed today's show.
I love the show, guys. You're awesome.
For more information and updates, make sure to follow DJ Chris Armstrong on Facebook and on Instagram at DJ underscore Chris Armstrong.
I always follow him.
Make sure to stay up to date with the latest episodes on Spotify, Amazon, DJChrisArmstrong.com, and more.
It's all online.
On the web.
Until next time, take care.